Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so much. Sabrina Wright is in the house. Here's what we're talking about today. This is like a follow-up to what we just did. I keep saying this, right, Olivia? I keep saying this. I don't know how Linda does this. She manages all of the people, all of the guests, all of the shows, all my time. She works with all our hosts. And somehow we end up on a day like today. Previous hour, we were talking about beliefs with Nikki. And now with Sabrina Wright, we're talking about what we think matters. And this must be the message of the day, because we are so embedded in our thoughts right now. You know, my sense of it is we are so embedded in thoughts. Let me just call them that. I'm not saying whether they're good thoughts, the bad thoughts, but thoughts. And it isn't at the level that I think you think I'm talking about. So it's at this level, a collective level, where adults, grandparents, children, thinking, because what is it that gets us to think? What gets us to think in life or overthink? It's like a computer that's overclocking. What would get us to overclock? And then the overclocking on a computer slowly starts to heat up your motherboard. In our world, that's called emotions. But today, we've got somebody here that knows about holistic insight in when we think, when we do, what we put in our body, what connects our physical. And by the way, if you think you're doing any of this without your spiritual self, then you probably need to listen to her show, Live the Good Life Show, because this is connecting the dots so that you don't overload your motherboard. Sabrina, it's great to have you.
Hi, Dr. Pat. It's really exciting to be here today. I'm thrilled to share this with you and with the audience as well.
So what do you think about what I said?
I think it's a great word picture. Absolutely, yeah. Spot on. And to even expand it a little bit more, we are naturally interpreters of everything that comes at us, everything that's around us, and everything that we become involved in, whether it's television, whether it's what we read, whether it's what we hear or what we see. All of our senses are fed, and so we're constantly interpreting that. So it comes down to, I believe, you know, what's your foundation, right? Where is that beginning? What do you know? What do you believe? What have you experienced? And all of that sets the tone for how you respond in your brain, and then your thoughts fuel your emotions. And you're right. This particular time, this year, 2020, has been a very full year of that. And it's curious that you even included children in that, because
I did.
it's surprising. I think that the parents are really surprised about the thoughts that their children are having, or even the questions that they're asking, because they've never experienced anything like this before. Whether it's change at home, whether it's not being able to go to school, whether it's, you know, how come I can't go see or hang out with my friends? It's having a huge impact on the individual at every age level.
Yeah. And I think the reason I'm bringing this up, Sabrina, and, you know, because I want to just, you know, have you walk people through this today is, you know, the story, like maybe you don't experience this, but I had two other sisters, my two stepsisters, and we would travel down to where my mom lived down in the South. Mm-hmm. And so we'd all pack up into, quote, the station wagon at the time, right? We pile in the back. And it didn't matter how far we had gone down the road or how close from Jersey to Virginia we were. The three of us would start this, are we there yet? How much longer are we there yet? Is it going to be like, is it an hour? You know, is it, we start that. Because it was out of the scope of what, as kids, we can cognitively put together. Like, cognitively, how far is Victoria, Virginia, right? All I know, I'm in the car, how close are we? You know, is it another hour? Is it two? That is the energy of today. That is the energy of today. Parents are being asked on a regular basis, daily, if not more, by their children, are we there yet? And it's not quite like that. But you nailed it by talking about this. Because there is more thinking due to the fact that we are not doing. And so how is it that these thoughts affect our emotions?
Great question. And so take, for example, your are we there yet in the car. Growing up, I similarly, as a family, it was all about the road trip vacations. We really didn't fly a lot. And so there were five of us and we would pile in. What is it? The station wagon, I think, was the SUV of our time.
Yes, it totally was. So for people that don't know what we're talking about, station wagon, it was the SUV of our time.
Yeah, exactly. And we would travel great distances and we didn't have a concept of time. Our concept of time was different. We were used to short trips. We were going either to our friend's house or we would go visit grandma and grandpa, which were an hour away or a few neighborhoods away. When we would go on vacation, it got to be where my parents had to really become creative in keeping us focused more on enjoying the journey and the trip as opposed to looking at the end result. When are we going to be there? So it was a matter of conversations. It was a matter of games. Do you remember playing the highway sign game alphabetically,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, or how about looking for all 50 states license plates as you're traveling and you're driving through the country and trying to go alphabetically. Parents now are having to do that as well. And it's being received in frustration, just from the fact that they aren't skilled at it. They've not had to practice it before. So it's not necessarily frustration or thoughts of negativity or frustration that are directed toward the child. It's the situation as a whole. And so what I see and what I've been talking to with my clients is that many of us have not experienced having to pivot like this. So our skill set in handling stress is not there. So immediately, in my experience, we go into our brain and then we start interpreting this And more times than not, it's negative. It's not demeaning, but it's, I didn't do this, it's bad, I'm ill-equipped, I'm not, whatever. As opposed to saying or looking at the situation, wow, I've not experienced this before, what's needed?
Yeah.
And our thoughts have a tendency then to just start to whirl. And that whirling in our brain starts to get our nervous system firing, our emotions start to get heightened. And more times than not, we lose control of this piece right here and say things that we really don't mean, but we don't know how to identify what we're experiencing internally.
Exactly. And, you know, somebody asked me the other day, Sabrina, so I'm going to like ask you. We were around during, what are we even calling it now? 2006, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Like, what are we calling that time? You know, wow. Some people called it recession, depression, whatever that was.
Right.
It was that time where people lost almost mm-hmm. everything they've ever had.
Exactly.
And if you didn't lose that, then you had some other story about it. I watched a very dear friend of mine, an accomplished author, a motivational speaker, top of the speaking platform, go from that to homeless in Sacramento, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they asked me this question, how is this different?
Oh, wow, that's great.
It's a great question. Mm-hmm. And I've thought a lot about it. And I want to ask you this question because my sense is that when it comes to money, there's a finite black and white version of it, right? Mm-hmm. Even though that was not black and white, mm-hmm. There's this almost, you're either gonna have a job or not, you're either gonna lose all your money or not, and you're working with how do I survive the money, mm-hmm. right? This is so much more to me.
Yeah.
There's so much more. And the pain of those years, I mean, they broke most of us, mm-hmm. really did. Mm-hmm. We decided we were gonna expand and start a network. That mm-hmm. gift of insight was given to us to do that.
Right.
But this is different. This is almost thoughts that are going in so many directions to try to solve a problem we have no control over. Or little control over, let me say. Little.
Little control, exactly. And similar to you, that particular period of time was a time I was blessed, and it was an expansion time as well. I opened a multidisciplinary clinic. And so this time, the landscape is different. But how we identify ourselves is still the same. And I think that it's important, and I've talked about this before in other times when I've gotten with you, it's about self-assessment. So how are we identifying ourselves? What is our value and worth? Where does that come from? Am I about the cha-ching or am I more than that? Well, I'm more than that because what I'm valued at, who I am and what my worth is, the value that I bring to not only life, my friends, my family, the marketplace, is still the same. It just is an opportunity to put a little microscope on it and let's blow it up and let's really take a look at it. I think that, and many that I've talked to, we've figured out and we've agreed that this really is an amazing opportunity to really grow personally, professionally, and to enhance our lives. We're not going back the way we were operating. So normal now is becoming something new. So You're given a blank slate, a blank piece of paper. So let's create. You created a radio station.
I mean, I think sometimes it's surreal. I want to take a short break. And when we come back, what I want to talk with you about is exactly what we're talking about, adversity. It has been a cornerstone of my show since the show is called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. Because at the time, I was so crusted over. I was incapable of leaving my home, so to speak. And yet on the outside, when my friends looked at me, they looked at me and they said, oh my God, you just finished school. You got this degree. You know, you got these awards. Why are you not getting a job? What's wrong with you? You know, you should be accepting these big corporate jobs. And I would just stare at them, to be honest with you. I would just stare. Because what I was feeling on the inside, Sabrina, was not what they wanted me to demonstrate on the outside. But opportunity was right there around the corner. It showed up. I'm forever grateful. When we come back, Sabrina is going to talk with us about what this adversity, how does it create opportunity, lessons of life. And how do we alter our minds, our thoughts, our beliefs? Because we can. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, JP99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind, and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our earth bodies? Amira Bath's Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the 3 secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the 3 things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Look, do you all realize that what we think actually matters? Can you have a sense of the impact of that? Do you have a sense too that sometimes thoughts can take you to a place emotionally that you may want to go or not want to go. And what does this have to do with how we live our lives? Well, that's what Sabrina Wright is here to talk with us about, and has been helping people in both her practice, her life, whether that be of mind or body and spirit, has been helping people not just get a sense of what it means to really understand the potentiality of thoughts or directing them, but also to know that, like one of my favorite authors, Viktor Frankl, demonstrated, they are powerful beyond belief. They are powerful beyond belief. Sabrina, before we talk about adversity a bit more, how do people find out more about you? How do they work with you?
Well, you can go to my website. It's www.sabrinaiswright.com, or check out my Facebook public figure page, Sabrina A. Wright. And then I also have an email address that's attached to the website that you can reach out and connect.
Awesome. Look, well, my journey, and it wasn't just through the mind, right? Mm-hmm. My journey also had an impact on my body, you know, had an impact on my spirituality. I mean, I think there was nothing more powerful in my life when I've been at the lowest, even at age six, very young age, age six, you know, I leaned on, you know, my belief about the God of my understanding. And I've shared this story. I've shared this story, you know, of looking up at the ninth station of the cross and getting a message from Jesus. Of course, that expelled me from Catholic school, but there are points in my life where things have happened, adversity, I think we're calling it, mm-hmm. where I just realized, boy, I don't want to be in an adverse situation before I really lean on, you know, the power that is so much greater than any of our physicality. But adversity, how does it tie all of this together? And how does it either move us forward or do us in?
True. So adversity, trials, tribulations, challenges, even delays. Delays. I think that one gets overlooked and forgotten, but delays have a way of really working at us and making us struggle and squirm, and we're really uncomfortable. I believe that God allows adversity for three reasons. And one is to get our attention. We haven't listened to the still small voice, or we haven't picked up the clues that he's been sharing with us, or listening, and our listening is disconnected. So he's got to do something, in my experience, physical to me, to get my attention if I'm not purposefully looking and operating with my eyes wide open. Yeah. The second thing is adversity allows some self-examination. And we come face to face with a deeper sense of ourselves. We come face to face with a deeper vision and a recognition of who we are and ultimately what we do believe. And then there's the understanding and realization that perhaps what we believe is not really our belief, but maybe a belief of our parents, a belief of our friends, a belief of our families. And there's a, if you will, kind of like a refining process, a rubbing. You know how in a clam or an oyster, and a grain of sand gets in there, and that refinement creates this jewel called a pearl.
Right.
That happens with us as well. And so we then end up in a season, and I think right now we're all in a season of reflection and examination. And it's an opportunity to really become more self-aware of what drives you, what motivates you, what entices you, what are the gifts and talents that you have uniquely been given for this life. And then the third thing is, adversity is an opportunity to change behaviors and thoughts that do not serve you well. So it's like taking a look at, I love this word picture. It's like a pilot's driving or flying a plane, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they put in their coordinates about where they're going, and they've got to, they've got machinery and a program that helps lay out the flight plan and the map and the direction you're going to go and where you're going to turn and all this. If they're not specific to the very minute, and I don't know, is it a degree? But the very minute point, what happens is a plane will drift. And they will intend to go in this direction with this destination. But what happens is they end up so off course, they've got to recalibrate and redirect themselves. That's when we're in a state of adversity, there is the opportunity to take a look at our lifestyle. What's not serving us well? What's affecting our health? Mentally, physically, and how do those times of dysfunction and discomfort change our thought patterns?
Yeah.
Our central nervous system starts to react and act in ways that then create thoughts that we wouldn't normally have. And so we're reacting as opposed to responding. Also too, what are you focusing on in your life, in work? What about your family? Are you having quality time? Does that quality time really serve your children, your spouse, just home in general? So it's a time for new routines, a time for reflection, a time for motivation and also meditation. It's a time to really shore up your foundation, if not start to rebuild it in certain areas. And it's a reconstruction time. Have you ever had or been through a remodel of a home?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, both a remodel and building a home, mm-hmm. right? Both mm-hmm. of those. But I love what you shared about the navigation, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's fascinating as you were talking about that. I was thinking to myself, having spent time out in the desert, there's nothing more elusive when you're out in a big desert, whether like Death Valley, right? Mm-hmm. Like we have Death Valley. There's nothing more elusive about thinking you're walking a straight line. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna go from here to here, and you're looking on the horizon, right? And you think I'm gonna go from here to here, and you map out your course only to realize the desert is not straight, but it looks straight, and you're walking, and then you have to go down the hill and up the hill, and you find out that you're 6 inches off. Now, the reality is you don't find out you're 6 inches off right then. You find out you're 6 inches off, which multiplies exponentially.
In your only journey. Mm-hmm.
And you are like 30 miles off. Mm-hmm. And I think that what you're talking about is that we have tools, and this is the work you do, Sabrina, to help people. Mm-hmm. We have tools. I don't know if you want to call them in a guidance system. I don't know exactly what you want to call them, but I'm going to ask you when we come back from break what you call them. But we have them. It's the most difficult thing to do mm-hmm. in an adverse situation to trust them.
Absolutely.
When we come back, we're going to talk about trust, but we're going to also talk about, it's not just about the mind. If we're not taking care of our bodies, if we're not helping our bodies, and I was sharing this with you before, I didn't know anything about like something like, there are two things I learned about that are major for me. One was essential oils and putting them in a diffuser and that thing. But the other was CBD oil. And I've talked about CBD before. But my body reacted to it in a way that I couldn't describe. But it allowed me to have clarity. Now, I am not a CBD expert. I know you work with it, so maybe you can shed some insight into this, because it isn't just a mind thing.
Oh, no.
Not a mind thing. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how Sabrina pulls it all together and has a vast toolkit. Because if you are thinking, I might be able to change my thinking, and that's the end of it, we've got a few things to help you with that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We all carry around fears, insecurities, and other unhelpful feelings. It would be great to be able to just put them down. One day, two Buddhist monks were on a journey. They came to a fast-flowing river and saw a young woman unable to cross because she couldn't swim. The older monk, without hesitation, offered to help her across the water. Hours later, the younger monk couldn't contain himself any longer. We're not supposed to have contact with women, and yet you helped that woman across the river. Why? The older monk replied, I put that young lady down hours ago. Why are you still carrying her? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to put down those things of the past with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I know, Olivia, you've recorded these breaks. So we're going to have to let some of these break conversations go, Olivia, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to, just from this show alone, we're going to have to put together a like Sabrina Wright and Dr. Pat after, because we just don't have enough time for stuff. But look, you know, I asked a question, and I started to ask this question in 2003, the very first show, Sabrina. And I didn't know what I was doing. I still don't think I know what I'm doing half the time here. But I'm learning. I'm still learning. Like, for example, this green screen background today. Mm-hmm. Seriously, like somebody texted me and said, Pat, is it really nighttime in Seattle? Look, it's daytime in Seattle. Could you pick a daytime scene? And I'm like, well, I could, but I actually didn't plan enough to get Olivia to help me or Zach to help me. And so we're just trying it out because, right? I didn't even think it was a nighttime scene. So I just showed up with the background. But part of this is, there's a sense of ignorance that can really help us. There really is. There's a sense of, mm-hmm. and ignorance is a harsh word. Let's just say, I don't have another word for it. Ignorance has been such a gift to me in my life. I'm telling you, it has gotten me through more doors, more places, because I genuinely did not know. But when I got sick, ignorance didn't work. Adversity. So how do you help people blend together the aspects of the body, the aspects of the mind, the aspects of the soul, spirit, God, whatever people believe? I know you do this. You have a holistic approach to the work you do, whether it's coaching, whether it's hands-on, doesn't matter. But when we're talking about now and the time we're living in and moving forward, how do you help folks integrate that? Because I'm not kidding. The minute I discovered CBD oil at an expo in New Jersey about 5 years ago, never really, right? I didn't quite understand how out of balance my body was. So can you give us your perspective on even in adversity, we can win?
Absolutely. And I think the first place to start is to just be quiet and check in with yourself. I continually go back to this self-assessment, and self-assessment isn't necessarily this long drawn out process. It's just taking a moment and it's just checking in to say, this is what I'm feeling. Where is it coming from? Is it a reaction? Is it a response? Or is this something that I have been ignoring or not made aware of it because of other things going on that have had my attention? What is this feeling? And feeling is emotion, but it's also physical. A lot of times I have clients who come in and they come in for body work initially. And we find out through a couple of sessions that there's a particular area that has created the discomfort, and it has affected so many other things in their body physically, which then throws their brain and their emotions into adaption mode. That's a great question. A lot of things are foundation building that we need, and self-care is the overall umbrella that I use. Once we've identified where the dysfunction is, whether it's physical or it's biological or it's, you know, stinking thinking, then we have a place to start. And typically I like to start clients looking at their nutrition, because in our day and age, we have a lot of synthetics, a lot of process. We have a lot of medication that doesn't necessarily feed and support or nourish our bodies so that our systems operate correctly. And it's interesting that you said that 5 years ago, you found CBD.
Very accidentally, by the way, but not really. It was intuition. I walked into an expo, and you know, expos, you ever do an expo like 500 tables?
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you think the odds would be that I would be drawn to a table that was talking about this?
Innate Lee, you were led there.
Yep.
God.
Yep.
So, you know, drew you. So the thing is, when CBD first came out, I had a number of clients who came to me and said, I want you to use this. Well, I'd done my homework and my research, and I realized that initially what was out there was not what I wanted for my clients, but I didn't want it for myself either. And what most people don't understand is if you're applying lotion or oil or essential oils, whatever you apply to the client, you absorb. And there was a lot that I did not agree with in the products that initially came out. And there are a lot of products right now that are on the marketplace that I will not touch, I will not use, and I will not apply because of certain criteria that I look for in CBD products. An amazing fact about CBD is that it really is a nutritional support because it supports your health as well as your well-being. And CBD oil stands for cannabinol, and it's a plant extract that studies have suggested have powerful health benefits, and it's naturally occurring in the leaves of marijuana or hemp. You want to take a look at the source of your CBD.
Okay, yeah. But what you're talking about too then is we're talking about plant medicine. I don't know. That's my language.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Which is one of the oldest forms. I mean, I made a statement a couple of weeks ago on air, and I got a bunch of emails, and I said, if it wasn't for plant medicine, we'd have become extinct. That was just my two cents, right? Because we read about, oh my gosh, how many thousands, millions of years do you want to go back to find out that there were things we did naturally? But many people, you know, don't realize when we talk about CBD, we're talking about the natural nature of something, but it really does have to be processed well.
Processed well, and it has to be sourced. The source has to be really clean also. There's a lot of farming that goes on in our country where there are synthetics and isolates and chemicals that are used to create and grow bountiful crops. You don't want that because all of that then is going to be absorbed and ingested in your body. That would be just like taking a medication. And plant medicine is so much more than just CBD. It's your diet. It's the food that you eat. It's the products that you put on your skin. I know a lot of people really use essential oils as part of their lifestyle. That's plant medicine.
Yeah.
So yeah. If I can just explain a little bit about the sources of CBD.
Yeah, I'd like you to explain it because I wonder if there's something that we could gift to our listeners today too.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So what can we do?
So if you go to my website, on the front page toward the bottom is the opportunity for you to receive two free samples of the CBD product that I have found to be the best and the purest on the market.
Let me go there. So Sabrina, let's give out your website.
Okay, so it's www.sabrinaisright.com.
Cool. Oh,
at
there
the
it
bottom
is.
Bottom of the page.
Yeah, I got it.
You're going to see the two free samples. Click on that. Need your name, address, and I think an email. And a sample will be sent out to you.
Beautiful.
There's a $5.95 shipping cost just to cover me getting it to you. But I'm okay. Really excited to share this with you and all the listeners. Like I said, it's the purest product that I have found out there on the marketplace. And this has been a product I've been using for 2 years. And CBD has been growing in popularity, like you said, over the last 5 years. So so the different sources of CBD are, one, I said marijuana. And you really don't want that CBD because there's THC that's linked with that.
Right, right.
It's a psychoactive property, and in many states and countries, it's illegal. So stay away from that. You want to stay away from the synthetic or the isolate CBDs because these are manufactured and synthesized and made by pharmaceutical companies. So it lacks the beneficial plant compounds. So what I recommend is hemp plant, and it's cultivated for its high levels of CBD and low THC, which is less than, I think, 0.3%. This THC-free oil is also available, and it's shipped globally. So it could be shipped to Europe as well. The bottom line, the best source of CBD is phytocannabinoid-rich hemp oil. Now, you might want to know who can use it. Anybody can use it.
Yeah.
I had mentioned that it is actually used as a nutritional supplement, especially in my practice. And the reason being is CBD, other cannabinoids and terpenes interact with the body's endocannabinoid system. And this system, when it's operating well, helps to balance the body in areas of immunity, your mood, stress, sleep, and so much more. The endocannabinoid system has receptors throughout our body. And the primary ones, I mean, we can get real scientific, CB1 and CB2, but the body produces its own cannabinoids, and it also uses cannabinoids from plants to enhance our systems. There are 7 benefits of this oil that I talk about, and I use this particular oil with my clients for these 7 reasons. And one is that it fights temporary inflammation. So achy joints, let's say that you're deficient or you're lacking in enough fluids and nutrients, and so your joint system is not being fed. There are omega-3s and 6 that come in this CBD oil. Another benefit is that it eases everyday stress. It calms joint pain and discomfort. We've talked, you and I,
yeah.
And it helps give you more restful sleep. And that's why I started taking it myself.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that was the first reason for it for me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I think you get to a point in your life where, and this was a point in time in my life where we were doing so many things. I mean, literally had so many balls in the air, and I would wake up 2-3 times at night, not in a bad way, Sabrina, but just wake up maybe with an idea or a thought. But over time, what I realized is that wasn't good for me. I mean, the bags under my eyes, no amount of makeup was going to help me with the bags under my eyes, right? But then I went to this expo, and the woman said, just try this. And, you know, I think you get to a point where you say, okay, I'll try it. It was hard for me to explain to people the way you just did why it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Even today, when I talk to my friends about it that don't necessarily listen to the show, and I say, look, you should just try this. I have to explain that it's not marijuana I have to go through.
Right?
But maybe they should listen to this show, because this is not a new thing. This is as ancient as, and we could go on and talk about the multiple ways that this particular plant has been used.
Mm-hmm.
Ancestors so far back. But here we have an opportunity in modern time. And I get a question that just came in. I got to ask you the question. It just came in. Mm-hmm. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Sabrina. And is it right?
W-R.
W-R. Okay, very good. Hey, I have a question for you and I didn't call in, but here's a question. What about children? How do we administer to children? Is it a yes? Is it an? That's a great question. I didn't even think about that.
It is. And it is safe for children. Again, a natural plant. There are no chemicals, isolates. There are no, it's nothing but plants. And it's filled with nutrition. You get omega-3s and 6s from it. It's rich. And so the sample that I'm sharing with you, and I would recommend that you get the sample and try it. It has helped children, especially now in that anxiety state, it calms them. So you've got that everyday stress that starts to diminish. And sometimes I end up talking to parents about this for their kids to liken it. The endocannabinoid system works with the central nervous system, okay? And it's trying to get you to the balance. And the nutrients that are within the oil help to do that. But yes, it's safe for children. Typically you're going to want to give them, I'd say probably a half a dropper full, and it's got 25 milligrams of the CBD. And it's a product that you will see, experience, and noticeably feel a change in it relatively as quickly as 5 to 10.
So can you mention again, because I'm trying to type some notes in here to people that are asking questions.
Oh,
so
sure.
I'm trying to keep up with it because they want us to, please, Dr. Pat, can you both please repeat the website? How do we get the samples? Good question. So I knew you'd show up to give something away here, Sabrina. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. It's www.sabrinaisright.com, and it's the link for your sample is at the bottom of that first page.
Okay, perfect. And by the way, if you've missed any part of this show, you'll be able to go back and talk about and hear us talk about why this is important, because we're talking about something today about why what we think matters. And what we think matters in a lot of different ways. But thinking by itself without taking a holistic approach like you, Sabrina, do, right? We miss a couple of ideas. We miss a couple of pieces, correct?
Absolutely.
So that's what we're doing. Thank you for today. I also want to mention you have a body of work that you've been doing with people for a long time. You're an expert in your field. You truly understand aspects of the body, the mind, and spirit. And this is your gift that you are continuing to take out in the world. You also have a radio show. I would love for you to spend a few minutes and tell people all of the above, how they work with you, how they listen to you. And if they have more questions about CBD, because we don't have enough time here to do it, how do they do that?
All right. I would love to. Thank you. Again, you can go to my website, www.sabrinaisright.com. You can ask me questions there on that website. It'll create an email to me. It also will connect you to a blog. Also, you can go to my Facebook page, Sabrina A. Wright, public figure page. This show will be linked to that. I'll have a post, and we'll also attach again a couple of bits of information more about CBD. Please send your comments there if you'd rather, if you're more of a social media person. The other way to contact me is through my email, and I didn't mention this, I don't think, earlier. It's Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance, the number one, at gmail.com. Please reach out. It's really important that we get the right and the best resources into your hands to help you navigate life. Really, the Live the Good Life show is about tools and resources that are available to help you live a quality life now into the future.